Vayter, Shir number 2 in Kuf Dalet, godless of the Hebrew alphabet here. It's unbelievable, this sugya. Right, so we set up the whole thing, we're in the Aleph base, which is the Shorish of the Bria, right? We saw a little bit and explained how the Torah and Gemilas Chassadim are the Shorashim of the Bria. That's why we find them being so emphasized. Right, I was thinking another is inspired by the Sefer Rosh Milin. There's a Sefer which explains the Aleph base. So just another shot off the page in the Aleph Beis. The Beis, we said, is like a bias. Mi bias mi chutz. It's a pnimi place. Remember we said mi bias mi chutz. And Beis is bias. It's a home. Huh? So bias is a place where you store things. A place where things stay and develop. So Efshar Lomar, that maybe the Aleph is learning. Right? Our Gemara is saying Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina. I want to say maybe something else. That there is a connection between the Aleph Beis, but like this. Like the Maharal said, there's an ain tachlis of pshatim here. So the Aleph is learning, right? Getting new knowledge, going deeply into things. And the Beis is where you store it. Aleph, learn. Beis, you have to have a store place for that. That's the second step in your learning. We'll see afterwards the Gemara concept of simanim, right? You have, a person has two chalakim. We were speaking last night about how important it is to learn, right? You got to learn. But you have to have storage facilities also. Organizational systems, I remember things, etc. I have to have a process, I have to chazer, right? Maybe that's the Aleph in the base. Maybe it's also Meramis to Zachar Nekeva, the Aleph in the base. Like the Aleph is like the Chachma. The man is supposed to be like the Chachma, the inspiration, the wisdom. And the base is the Isha, maybe, is Nekeva, where the bias, where things develop. You know, that's her job. She takes the Chachma of the man, like we see in the child process. She takes from the man, and then it develops in the base. Could be another way, maybe, to look at the Aleph in the base. Okay. Gimel Dalet. We get to Gimel Dalet. So here it's beautiful, just the push-up shot. Let's see the push-up shot here. It says the Gemara, Gimel Dalet. Gimel Dalet. Gimel Dalet. Right? Do good things for poor people. My time of Pshuta carried the Gimel Gabi Dalet. Why is the leg spread towards the Dalet? Oh, Shekein Dargo Shagom Chasan, because this is the Derech Gom Chasan. No, Lerutz Achar Dalem. I run to do Chesed. Well, my time of Pshuta Kari Dedala Gabe Gimel. Right? And why is the Kari Dedala Pshuta Gabe Gimel? Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah where it gives the Osius, so the Dalet, it's not really like this and like this. It's like that. So the stem of the Dalet is a little bit bent towards the Gimel. Yeah, that's the Pashup Shot. So why is the stem of the Dalet bent towards the bill? The limtze lay nafshe, right? Because the ani shouldn't make it difficult. We'll discuss that more in a second. But the ani shouldn't make it difficult for the usher to give him, right? So the leg of the gimel pointing towards the Dalet is showing that you run with your legs towards the ani, and the ani's stem is the Dalet is lean towards the gimel to make it the ani shouldn't make it difficult. My time a hader ape the dalet mi gimel, but the face of the dalet, so to speak, is away. Right? If we look at it like that, dalet's pointing that direction away from the ani. Why is that? The litein lebet sinah keichet the lo lichsef minei, because that's a remez to the way that tzedakah should be given in a way that the ani is not embarrassed. Beautiful. So mamish the tzura. So the gimel dalet, the gimel and dalet refer to being gomel dalim, and the whole way that they're built together, right? Three points we're making about tells us how it should be done, right? One, a direction for the ani. Ani has to make it not so difficult. That's why the dalet is bent a little bit towards the gimel, and the leg of the gimel is bent towards the dalet to show that he should run after him. That's the derech, is to run after the ani. And the dalet, and he has to be sensitive to the fact that the ani's not facing him, and he has to give him in a way but sinner that the ani shouldn't be embarrassed. That's beautiful. Yeah? So the ma'isa, I want to be mosif a little bit. The gomel dalem is running. So what's he so that he runs after the ani? So there's two ways a person can do chesed. That's, I think, maybe, earlier, I think this is a nice shot. There are two ways a person can do chesed, right? One is I react. Someone needs something, and I fulfill what he needs. I see someone says, I need $5, I give him $5. Someone's crying, I try to make him feel better. Someone needs something to eat, I give him something to eat. And there's another way that I'm pashut running after chesed all the time, right? I'm looking for the possibilities. Well, it's just not just reactive. When someone needs something, I'll do it. No, The emes are looking for opportunities to be made. Where's that from? That's from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was sitting outside, waiting for wait till they knock on your door, right? No, he's waiting outside in the Pesach Ha'ol and Kechom Hayom. When he's sick, the third day of his Mila, and Hashem has to make the sun come out strongly so no one will come, because Avraham Avinu is so strong in his chesed, he's just looking for the opportunities. And Rivka, as I heard, I think from Agon, Rabbi Yonas and David, Rivka, when she wanted to come into Beis Avram, the chesed that she did was also such a chesed, because he says, give me the drink, and she said, Eshkev gam gulamecha, I'll give you and I'll give your gemalim also. So she was also not just coming to fulfill what's necessary, she's coming to go weiter. You need this much, but you go weiter. That's the other midah of chesed, to go out of self with chesed. And that could be, as much as we're talking now about the Alpiz being the Sharish of the Bria, that's also the chesed of the Sharish of Bria. We don't really understand things out of self. You have to know that. Like the Rishi was talking on Thursday, we don't understand out of self how things work, and we can't be very careful when we talk about the Rosh Hashanah, right? So we don't really understand why God made the world. But what the Gilui that we have, as much as we can understand, the only Giluyim we have in things, the part that we can't see is that there was no reason for it, and he was doing some type of Hatav or Chesed for us. So the Eberster's Chesed was also, there's nobody to do Chesed. He didn't need someone to do, he didn't wait till there was a need to do Chesed, Kavi Yachal. He did the Chesed right away. So Avraham Avinu's Chesed is like that, Rivka's Chesed is like that, and the Gomel Dalam's Chesed is of such a nature also. He's running to do Chesed. Yeah, so that's a new Madrega. A person has to think to himself, what type of Chesed do I do? Right? There's one level that, if someone needs someone, another level, I don't do Chesed. Right? Okay, we want to get out of that one. You see, this is the Shorish of everything, Amud of everything is Chesed. Huh? So one level is, first I got to do Chesed, but one level is that someone needs something, I'll do it. But there's another level that I look for opportunities to do Chesed. I'm always trying to go further. Torah Chaim again brings from the Malamdim. You remember last week we spoke about the Malamdim, the way. So the Malamdim, back in his time, 500 years ago in Klai Yisrael, they used to describe the Gimel as it has a kis toli lo betzida. It's a letter that has a wallet attached to it on its side. So I think that means if you look at the Gimel in the book, so there's like on the outside, not the leg, the leg's the leg, but there's like a little bump. You draw it like that. There's a little protrusion. A little protrusion. From the other side, not the side of the leg side. Maybe they're referring to the leg, I don't know. Okay, there's a little protrusion. So again, why the Malamed describe it like that? So he says that's also a remez in the Surah Sagimel that a person has to have a prepared sack of money, right? What do you like to do? Like to run out of money, because then when the money comes, you could say, I don't have any money. And it's a fuch, you should have a little wallet, a little pocket with some coins and ready to go. And that's matim to what we said also, that maybe the whole theme over here of the Ritza is we're not just talking about a chesed of reactive chesed, but it's a chesed of, I want to go out and do chesed. So I run to do chesed, like Avram, like Rivka, like Hashem, Kaviyachal, and I have the money ready. Right? That shows that I'm just looking, I'm chomping at the bit to do a little bit of chesed. I have that's another remez in the Gimel. Oh, so another Shiloh, he asks, Torah Chaim asks, which, we're telling the Ani that he should make it easy. Yeah, make it easy. I know, you don't have to tell them to make it easy. I mean, they're coming to ask for money. So who's coming to ask for money? So he says, Tupshatim. He says, either we're talking about in the earlier Doras, that there was a concept of these Aniyim Gdom Chashuvim. Yeah, I kind of remember earlier, in Herz Dor already, there weren't such people. There were people who were bona fide Aniyim, and they were very Chashuv people, and they were, and it was hard, they didn't take Tzedakah. The Pasha wouldn't take Tzedakah. So you had to go find that guy, and to that person, is the remez of the Dalit, come, make it a little bit easier for the other guy. Huh? Or he says, the second shot, that maybe we're talking about someone who owns fields, but he lost his parnasa. You have a person who has, and he's looking, what does that guy need? He needs halvos, he needs a loan. Right? I sell my fields. There are people like that sometimes. They say, what's going on? He's got a car, so why is he collecting stock? Because sometimes he has a car. Well, let's just say a deer is a better example. He has an apartment, right? But his whole business is gone. He lost his whole business. He was doing well. He bought himself a nice apartment in Har Nof. Now he's gone. He has nothing, right? So you say, So that person, he needs a loan a lot of times to put himself back in his position. So the directive here means to give a halva, which, and then you have to give him betzina, right? So the Marsha says, what does it mean to give betzina? Then Mar Ukva, Mar thinks Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about Mar Ukva, they used to put money in a pipe. So the ani would come and take and not know who was giving it. So he set up a system, that's the betzina. Lemaiser Bo, so what are we talking about over here? Are we talking about chesed, or are we talking about tzedakah? Right, if you think the words we've said, sometimes we're saying chesed, I'll try to clarify the whole thing. We're talking chesed, we're talking tzedakah. Yeah, it means what chesed means, like a loan or other types of chesed. Or are we talking about tzedakah specifically, tzedakah, charity? So mitzad echad, it's called gemol, right, which is a lashon of gemilas chasadim, which isn't necessarily charity, tzedakah. Mitzad sheni, we said dalim, poor people, which implies tzedakah. So too, we just made that reference to Mar Ukva, right? Given betzina, Dalachor is definitely a reference to tzedakah, and the Marshal was learning that it's talking about Mar Ukva giving tzedakah. So we're talking about tzedakah. What are we talking about? So the Mefarshim go back and forth on this a little bit. So if you think about, we saw already in the Torah's Chaim that we mentioned before, which ani are we directing to lean back towards the Asher? So in there already he said two pshat, and one was we're talking about tzedakah, the ani chashev that you're giving tzedakah to, and he said another pshat we're giving a halva, right? So I'm saying the Mefarshim are going back and forth. What are we talking about? And the Marshal, by the way, says both. He says you're giving tzedakah, but you're running, that's the chesed. You're giving tzedakah, but you're running, that's the chesed. Yeah? And the Marsha also says that when the ani makes it easier for you, so he's also doing chesed. You hear it? So again, are we talking about tzedakah, are we talking about chesed? It's a different pshatim here. Right? We're talking about tzedakah. Could be part of something, but has part of something, but stuff. If you go through all the pshatim we said, we mentioned, I want to say one other word about halvos, Rabbi said, the idea of giving halvos, yeah, it's timely here, and I should start to talk about this, yeah, that, now people don't necessarily realize that, but it's a major thing to give a halva. Not stuck, we have to train our things in all these things, we have to train our things in, ourselves in chesed, we have to train ourselves in stuck, we have to train ourselves in halvos, but halvos are big things, to have a gemach, to be part of a gemach, give money to a gemach. I believe the Chavetz Chaim says in Avos Chesed that a person should take a third of his Meiser money and give it to a Gemach. I always have money in a Gemach. You know, since I got married, I have money in a Gemach. I get money to Gemach every... Now it's a little different because, you know, I get a chance to take a loan one day also from it. But okay, but still, it's good to have money in a Gemach. It's a big mitzvah, you know, it's a major mitzvah to help people out like that. And you can give your Meiser money to Gemach. So even if you don't... You can have a little bit of money, but you can give it to Reb Gil. It doesn't have to be... You know, that's your posik, but there is, you know, that's part of our world that we, you know, so many, like, you know, Reb Gil, many people have gemachim, right? You have to be built for that, but you can definitely, if you're not built to run a gemach, you can be built to put your money in a gemach. Yeah.
Okay, so you said that the two pshatim regarding giving tzedakah, one was the malamdim that they, back in the day, they would be aniyim who wouldn't really take tzedakah, so you have to go after them to kind of
right.
Give them. And then, or the other pshat was that there are people who had fields and they just needed the money. And
fields because they lost. They lost their business.
Lost it. So well, that was more the halva.
Halva,
yeah.
Right.
But was the second side of the giving tzedakah to...
What do you mean the second side?
There was two ways that it
what? No, why are we? Why are we directing the ani to most aniim come and get it? Why are we telling the ani to lay back, right? So we're either talking.
We're not telling it to lay back.
That's what we're saying. The ani, the lintzei le'nafshei, right? The ani should make it easier for the asher to give it, right?
Yeah, so you should go towards him and help him to give it.
No. We're talking. It says, why is the kari the dalal gabit? Why is the dalal leaning to the gimel? So that's teaching the ani that he has to make it easier for the asher to give him.
Exactly.
So who's that talking about? That's what we said. Those are the two pshatim.
That's what I'm saying, but how does that work into nowadays? Because there's not these...
There are people like that. Sure, there are people like that. There are people today. People losing their business all the time.
Like everyone's running after you to try and get money.
They're not everybody isn't. I'm telling you. Believe me, there are plenty of people in the five towns now who have lost a lot of money. People with Madoff, people with all types of things lost money. So that would be a perfect example. He's a rich guy. He's not used to something. He's going to go ask for a halva. Knock on his door. I'll give him a halva. I'll tell you, one of my friends now, the yeshiva's not paying. A friend of mine came over, gave me a huge sum of money as a halva. I wouldn't take, I don't need tzedakah, thank God. I don't even know if I need a halva. But he is, you know, he's a very, very nice fellow. He knew that the yeshiva's not paying so consistently. He gave me a big halva. I said, pay back when you get paid back. Give all the. That would be an example. So in such a situation, it would mean me. Don't make it difficult for him. Okay. Okay, both sides. So now that... Yeah. There's a comment here in the Marsha, which is very chashuv. Marsha says the beginning that we're speaking about chesed, not tzedakah. And he says chesed is greater because the Gemara says that... Chazal say that chesed is greater than tzedakah because tzedakah is only to poor people and it's only to live people. And chesed is to everybody. This discussion, we're talking about chesed, we're talking about... The Marsha at the beginning assumed we're talking about chesed. And he said a very, very chashuv comment, which was like this. Everybody knows that what's a chesed shel emes? When we use the term chesed shel emes,
you're not looking to do anything.
No, everybody knows it's not about a dead person. Usually, yeah. When you do that, it's called chesed shel emes. That classically, chesed shel emes is because they can't pay you, and you're not going to get anything back from this dead person, which you take care of his levaya, etc. But the Marsha says that an ani sometimes is also chashuv kemeis, right? There are people you give money to, you know, and you're not going to give it back. So that's also called chesed shel emes. It's a big chiddush.
Yeah.
Everybody knows chesed shel emes is what you do for dead people, right? But you see in the Marsha that there's chesed shel emes you do for live people also. And it could be sometimes for both sides, let's put in a mussar point, it could be sometimes you're doing for a dead person, you're getting a lot of covet and schar, and the family's going to pay you. You know, a guy's walking around in his chesed shel emes caravan, but he's getting tons of money. And someone else is doing, while he's running the levaya, he's not doing chesed shel emes because he's getting tons and tons of schar for it, you know, recognition, money, honor, etc. You know, he goes outside, he gives some money, he'll never see it, a dollar, that's the chesed shel emes. So what he did all day wasn't chesed shel emes. He goes outside, gives the money a dollar, that's the chesed shel emes. So it's nice, you see, that's not commonly known. Okay, yeah. So but Kitzer, what do we got? We have one pshat staka, one pshat, right, Gemil Chasadim, and then Marsha, we have this combination. Okay. One second. So now, okay. So we're both saying, so let's get to the Hevav. So the Hevav, it's already, we spoke that out. That's one of Hashem's names. Right? Like Rashi says, and the Marsha already said that one of those letters is against Chesed, one is against Emes. And again, that's the same theme again. That's again the theme of what Rabosai, the theme of Chesed and Torah. That's what we're all talking about, Chesed and Torah. Okay?
Can we ask questions?
I'll hold them a little bit. One second. So now the Teres Chaim is Mosif. That's why we come to share in time. The Teres Chaim is Mosif that it's Givaldic, that the name we're referring to is the name of Hey Vav Rabosei. This is so Gishmak. Listen to this. He says Hey Vav. Hey is Hey Chumshei Torah, Chamishu Chumshei Torah, and Vav is Shisha Sidri Mishnah. Right? So it's a Shem Hashem, but why are we choosing this Shem Hashem? There are many Shemas of Hashem. So against Torah, it's Hey Vav, Hey Chum Shei Torah, and Vav Six Sidri Mishnah. And he says the Shem Hey Vav is also a Shem that's Masugo for Tztaka. I don't even know what that means, but that's what he says. Okay? So now we get to the next thing. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chav Lamed. Vimata Osekein. So here we have to be Marchiv a little bit. Vimata Osekein. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanotcha, Bechanotcha, He feeds you. And Vechanotcha, He's gracious to you. Meitivcha, He's good to you. Venotiv Lacha Yerushan, He gives you Yerush, He gives you an inheritance. Vechoshulcha, Keter Lolam Haba. So there's Zion, Ches, Tes, Yerusha, Keter, and Lama Lolam Haba. Givaldik. So we'll say, even when we stop here, you see that if you do this, so the theme of the Aleph Beis, Lefidus Gemara, definitely, clearly, more than halfway through, around halfway through, is all about these two themes of Torah and Gemil Sechsadim. Yeah? And so we're taking up all the letters on this. We're not jumping to a zillion things. We'll see further with these themes of Chesed and Torah. But here already, it's very clear. You know, just push up shot. You know, Mamar, push up shot. So much of the Aleph Beis is going around these ideas, starting with Chesed and Torah, and it's continuing with Chesed and Torah. Okay, so we got to understand all these things. Three R's, right? What are all these things? Yeah, and for what are you getting them? Is it the combination? Do I get this for Torah and this for Gemilas Chasadim, this for Gemilas Chasadim, this for Torah? Right? How is it? And three is, why is the switch, the Shana switch here? Kadosh Baruch Hu Zan Otcha, Bechan Otcha, Umeitiv Lecha, right? It said Otcha, Otcha, and then it said Meitiv, it didn't say Meitiv Otcha, it's a Meitiv Lecha.
Oh.
Okay, so why that switch? So now...
What were the first two R's?
Torah is, what are all these things? What's the difference between these things, and what do I get them for?
Right.
Okay. So here the Torah Chaim Mamish lays it all down. Sorry, here we go. Yeah. So basically, it says like this: that the Zion Ches Tes, okay, are in Olam Hazeh Neged the Gemil's Chasadim that you did with your Guf, and the Yud Chaf Lamed or Olam Haba Neged Torah Shasik Ba Benishmaso. The Marsha is close to this, right? In other words, Vima Tosek Kain, Hashem does all these things, right? Well, what did you do? You did Chesed, you did Torah. So the schar of the Zayin Ches Tes is for the Gemil Sadim, and the schar of the Yud Chaf Lamed is for the Torah. So we'll see. How's this? Okay, I'll read you. Zanotcha. V'cheinotcha v'meitiv lecha. Elu ashlo shehei neged gemol dalim. Shehiz kibereisha mida b'mida neged varm gufanim shegama vasalanim. So you used your body to be gama tov laniim, right? Yiz kibolam hazel is varm gufanim. You'll be zog in this world to physical things. Zan v'chanu meitiv remez hu lamash yastu birchas amazon hazan es olam kulo b'tovo. Ah, you see, we say in benching also zan es olam kulo b'tovo b'chein v'chesed v'rachamim b'chein. Now, what's b'chein? What does it mean to get chein? And what's meitiv? So here he gives a very simple mashal. So like this. Let's say a person says, I take on myself. Oh, this is a great example, right? A divorced man has mizonot. That's what they call in Hebrew, mizonot. He has to give his wife mizonot. Okay. So if he's a menuvol, he never gives it, which a lot of women suffer through this, right? But if he's chetzi menuvol, so he'll give it. But he'll give it like mamish bekoshi, right? He doesn't give it with an ayin tova. Course, and he gives her like the worst possible food, etc. Right? So that's so Zon, but you say Lamaisa, she has physical sustenance, right? She can't go to court against it. She's physically being sustained. She's getting, enough to buy hamburger or something like that. I don't know. Right? But it wasn't, definitely wasn't with an Ayin Tova, and it definitely wasn't it wasn't by Ayin Tova, and it wasn't good food. Right? But Hashem gives to the world Bechein Bechazir Rachamim, he gives Bechein. What does that mean? He gives by Ayin Tova. He gives in a nice way, right? Same thing here, take, and he's giving the best portions. He gives the best portions. Okay, so that's what, Zon, Chon, and Meitiv are the way that you're getting. You're getting basic sustenance, but more than basic sustenance, you're getting it by Ayin Tova, with a nicely given, and more than getting nicely given, you're getting a good chalik. We together? So now, let's say with food, we can understand that clothes, right? You get a nice shirt. Hashem can give you a basic shirt. You get something, a nice shirt, like what I'm wearing as opposed to what you guys are wearing. Yeah, so that right. You can get a good piece of bread, or you get either way, you get, eat pretzels or eat bread. I don't know which one is better there also. But what does it mean by Hashem that Hashem gives us by Ayin Tova? What does that mean really, Lamaisa, and practically in our world? Yeah, with the person, we understand it. You can give it begrudgingly to someone. You can give it, but what does it mean? So I was thinking, it might mean how hard you have to work for it. A person works a regular job, and he has nice parnas, a decent parnas. That might be a sign, might be a lot more to it. I'm just suggesting. That's a sign that he's receiving ba'ayin tova. You know what I mean? And the person has to mamish degrade himself and work left and right to put food on the table. Okay, so that's one shot in this... In the Zayin Ches Tes. Zon, Chon, I'm getting nicely, and Tov, I'm getting a good portion. So if I do Chesed, so Keneged, the good that I did for others, so Hashem is going to do very nice for me. I'll have good Parnasa. Zon means I'll have basic Parnasa. Meitiv means it'll be nice. I'll be able to do, extras, better level, more nutritious food, etc. And Bechein means I'll get in a gracious way. I'll get it through Hashem's Ayin Tov, not an Ayin Ra. So that's one shot. Nice is another pshat. Like this. The Gemara says somewhere that talks about three things. The three things someone wants. Bini, chai, mezoni. Children, life, and mezonos. Okay? The Gemara says, talks about that. I forget where. So he wants to say like this. Zon is which one of those?
Mezoni.
Okay. Now the other two aren't as clear. Chain, he says, is bonim. Yeah, you think of that? What's with Tavi Raya? How do we know Chain is bonim? Because Yaakov says to Esav, what is it? Ela yiladim asher chonon elokim as avdecha. So Yaakov refers to Esav that Hashem was chonin me, he was gracious to me, give me children. Also, Chazal say in Birchas Kohanim, Bichuneka is what?
Oh,
is Ela bonim. Okay? Ela bonim. So those are his Rayas. So. And he says two pshatim that. So chayin, so zon means you'll get food. This is the second pshat. Zon means you'll get food. Chayin means you'll have children. And tov means you're going to have life. Long life. L'man yitiv lehem l'vneim ad olam. The pasuk is l'man yitiv lehem l'vneim ad olam. He brings from a few gemaras. Shichlu v'lo yamusu l'man yitiv lechav arach diyamim. That Tov is a Mida in life. Seder? Tov is life. There's a few, a little bit complex rise. And by Chayim being children, he says two Midas. One is that you, because you have Chayim, Hashem will give you children. Two is since you have children, you'll be Zolka to have more Chayim b'nei Hashem. El Noach matzah Chayim b'nei Hashem. Noach found Chayim b'nei Hashem. El told us Noach. Where did he find, Chazal say, where did Noach get Chayim b'nei Hashem? From his toldos. You hear it? So the double meed in chain of children. Chain, with the goodness of God, the graciousness of Hashem, I get children. And the children I have allow me to get more chain bein Hashem. It's two flips. I wanted to be mostly for one nakuti here, which is very chashiv about the ches. This is, again, where I was darshaning the letter on its own and in connection. So here we're talking about the Zion ches tes. As the Zon Chan and Tov, so we said a second pshat in this. So the Ches is a Davar Nifla. As again in the Sefer Rosh Milam Darshan's the Ches. If you look at a Ches in the way it's written, in it's really two Zions with a bridge. No, that's Mamish Mefurish. You could look at it. The Mishnah Berurah Chelikav should have wrote one, but it's really two Zions. Mamish looks like that. I checked again this morning. It's Mamish two Zions with a bridge. Now, Ches. Is maybe we see as Keneged Chain. That's what we see in the Gemara, Chan. So, if you think about it, Chain is a pretty massive thing. It means you see in Birchas Kohanim that it's pretty far along. Right, so it's the end of the second part. After we're talking about Ha'aris Panim and Shalom, which is the highest Madrega. So Chain is already pretty high. Chain is probably like the Veschanan. Hanun, to get chen from the Ronsham is a very, very high mida. Yeah? We can hear that? So now, what's the yisod of the ches? The yisod of the ches, this is how I explained it, Sefer explains it. As I heard from my Rebbe one time, looked it up a few times since then, that two Zions, what does Zion represent? Zion represents battle. Kli Zion is called a war. Kli Zion means elements of battle, armaments. Guns or Zion. Kli Zion is. Zion is battle. So what does it mean? So two Zions are conflict. You have two differentiating, two negative kochas against each other. Right? In life. And not necessarily just bad things like Yitzhahara. I'll give you a few dugmos. You have a koch, a person has a koch of tmimus in him. Right? There's a mardika koch called to be tamim. To do what's right, they just do what's right without chachmas, without questions. But there's another koch in a person called chakira, right? Sometimes you see, like I mentioned before, you see balabatim have more of a tmimus in it. A certain type of good balabas has more of a tmimus in it. But there's a midah called being choker also, right? You look into things and you delve into them and what's a moon about? Is a moon a pshuta? And there's looking into things. There's There's chesed and din. I'm a person. A person has to be bal chesed. We just said a person has to be bal chesed. But a person needs boundaries also. A person needs boundaries. It's good. It's good. Then I just do whatever anybody asks for me. That's many, many negative things. So you waste a lot of time. People ask you to do wrong things. You don't stand up sometimes when you should stand up. There's very, very healthy kochus called din. I love Klal Yisrael, or I'm a lochem milchemes Hashem. Right, my love of Klal Yisrael tells me to accept everything. Don't ever put anybody down. Don't ever take a stand about anything. I just love everybody. Let it be. But then there's another meeting called being lochem milchemes Hashem. I have to fight God's battle. Right, today B'nai Torah are under attack. We should just all take it. You know, turn the other cheek like Gandhi. You know, let them put us in jail. We have to make a milchama. You know, you have to make a milchama. You can't just. This is serious. You have to know how to make a milchama. You don't do stupid things. But it's not like Yair Lapid is really a high hailing in the Shama, and I really appreciate him, and it's just, you know, he had bad chinuch from his father. No, there's a ish milchama po, but there's obviously Yisrael, but there's a milchama, but there's obviously Yisrael. Kiruv and the Klal Yisrael, and self-growth. I'm all Kiruv, right? All Klal Yisrael. Self-growth. So you have a lot of Zions in life, which are connected to each other. There's battles, and these are the real questions. Bro. So everybody knows that they have to deal with the Yetzirah, right? There's nothing too sophisticated about it. I mean, he's an ish milchama, and he's tricky. It's like, I don't know how to beat him. But Lemaisa, we all know what we really have to do, and we know we're just being lazy, and we're not. But these are the really questions. How do you resolve that? Obviously, Yisrael being lochem milchama Hashem. Right now, I hate Yair Lapid, but I love Chilonim. But I'm mad at Mizrachim. These are serious shilas. You know, this is a serious thing. How to get to the right balance about these. Kiruv and Klal Yisrael and your young growth, that's a serious question. Chesed and Din, serious growth. Tmimus and Chakira, all these things, there's no fast answer. I can't give you a single fast answer on it. There's Zions which are fighting each other. But the Soda, the Ches, is a higher point, which is Miyashiv things. You know, so when a person lives in a higher point, let it be Ratzon Hashem, or let it, Kol Echad has to be this thing. But that's the Nakuda, there's Zion. There are conflicting kochas in a person. True kochas, that's what I'm saying. True battles, but that I resolve it in some higher way. That's the ches. There's a bridge above them that's megasher and connects the two Zions. And in that koch, I can know what to do. We together? So I was thinking, someone who lives with dargis aches, yeah, that he lives with the opposite poles, and he also tries to be miyashiv them through Ratzon Hashem and through Hadracha from Rebbeim, etc. That person, he gets chayin. That could be. He's zochet to this tremendous dargis called chayin b'nei amakom. Again, I'm darshing a little bit because it's saying the chayin in the context of zon, ches, etc. So I'm pulling out the idea of chayin. That the yisod about ches is true. I didn't make it up. Yeah, Rosh Milam. Look in the Sefer Rosh Milam. It's hard to understand a lot of it, but a little bit you understand is Maradik, right? So, yeah, put together. So I'm saying that's a koch of chayin. That's a koch a person needs in his whole life. There are battles that a person goes through. Different things conflict and go against each other. And a person has to have some way to be miyashiv them and to see that there's a higher reality going on. And there is a makam for tmimus, and there is a makam for hakira, but there's a gesher shachas which tells me, and there's a makam for kirav and a makam for self-growth, and I have to know how to be miyashiv it, and there's chesed and din, and there's being lochem lochem as Hashem, and that's a real person. That's a real, being a ches is what it's all about. That's really what life's about. Both, but it's all parts of the chesed bosai. You can just be a part person your whole life. I'm middle ground. I'm in the middle. Yeah, you know why? Because you're middle, because you don't have developed poles. You don't have two Zions. The kunz is you have real Zions in your life, and you have a higher point which is miyashiv them. I'm just a run-of-the-mill fun guy. You know, a little chesed, a little this, a little this, a little. I'm good. No, there are kochas in me. I want to give everything chesed. Oh, but I really want to learn. That's. Now I have a ches that's miyashiv. Ah, you're a real person. I'm just a part of God. I don't learn too well. I don't do kiruv too well. I'm going to kiruv. Why not? I don't do kiruv too well. I don't do learning too well. I'm going to learning. No, I could be great at kiruv, and I understand that I feel miyushiv and mechuyiv too, and I feel great at this. I need a ches. Okay? That's a koch ches. All right, we'll say one more pshat, and I'll take questions. One more pshat, he says, in the Zion Ches Tes, he says there's three things you have to do for an ani. Right? What are three things I have to do for an ani? I have to give him food. I have to, what else?
Find him a job.
Good. That was good. That would be a good possibility also.
Clothes.
Right? And again, find a shelter. Right? Zan Malbish Dir. So he says, Zai, right. Yafeh. So he wants to say that like this. So Zan, food is Zan. Right? And what gives a person chayin? His clothes give him chayin. right? When you're malbish someone, he looks gracious. I look gracious, you know. He's not right. He looks nice. And batim are all very often referred to as tov, machnas l'dira tova. It says the pasuk in Devarim says when you come into batim malem, batim tov malem kol tov. We talk about a bias is related to tov. So he says when a person who really took care of anayim correctly, so what did he do? He was mizan. He did gave them chayin and he gave them something good, which is a place to live, and he gave them sustenance. And connected that, Hashem is going to be zon you and chon you and meitiv to you. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Okay, so let's just review the three pshat that we have in zon. So the first pshat again was what? Was it's all talking about giving him sustenance, right? We're just looking at the Zion Ches Tes. It's all giving him sustenance, and I can give sustenance in a good on a good level, and with an Ein Tova. Okay, so that's the Zion Ches Tes. That was one shot. And Keneged Zeh, you're going to get Keneged that. That's what you're getting because you did that. Or the second shot was you, because you did stuck, it will be Zohar to Mizona, Zon, Chain, Izbanim, and Tov is life, right? And the third shot is, because you did for him Zon, and you sustained him, and you gave him a Chain through the clothes you gave him, and you gave him a good Dira, so therefore, Keneged the sustenance you gave him, you will be Zohar to food. Keneged the clothes you gave him, which gave him chayin, gave him graciousness, you'll be zochet to chayin. And keneged the deer, you'll be zochet to tov. And I'll be disturbed shot, he wants to say that's the difference between otcha and lecha. This is nice. Which one is closer to the person? Zan otcha, v'chan otcha is like you be'etzem. When you gave him food, and when you give him sustenance, when you give him food, and when you give him clothes, so it's like him be'etzem. You helped him, his atzmi. He has clothes on his body now. He has food in his tummy now. So otcha, so then connected those two things, Hashem is on otcha, v'chan otcha. Right? When it comes to the bias, so you did something which is a little bit more removed from him. So therefore, it'll be meitiv licha to you, not otcha, to you. It's like a step more removed. Okay. Any questions up to there, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, he's a Mardik.
When he says batim, could we say that it's a wife? I mean, like a woman? Do you call a woman a bias? I don't know, just one, like, is that like, you give the guy a house and then you'll get a wife?
Not in the context that he's, that's no. Interesting. He's not doing that.
It's the same three that
yeah,
you read from.
That's interesting. He's not saying that because the psukim he's referring to aren't saying that. Could be. I mean, I'd have to think about that. That's a good idea. Dira. Could be. That might be Mila. It could be. To think a little bit more about it. Okay, Rabbi, so that was the Zion Ches Tes. Let's talk about the Yud Chaf Lamed for a second. Alright? So he said, what do you get? You get a Keser, Nosin Locha Yerusha. What did it say? Venosis. That was all for the Chesed. And now, Venosin Locha Yerusha, you get a Yerusha, Vekosher Locha Keter, Olam Haba. So Olam Haba, this is the Schar of Torah. First, so this is Schar of Torah. So, why, first of all, why is Olam Haba a Yerusha? What does it mean Olam Haba is a Yerusha? An inheritance. So Stam Adavar Chashev, the Taurus Chaim says that it's a Yerusha from our fathers. So I think he means to say that our Shaychus to Olam Haba is built on the Maisa Avis, which itself is a pretty awesome thing. Another thing you have to thank the Avis for. Why do we have Shaychus to Olam Haba, Rabose? We have Shaychus to Olam Haba because of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They made a Shaykh to Olam Haba. We're living on their heels. We know that our spiritual genetics are matim to Olam Haba because of them. Okay? So, that's one nekuda. He continues that Torah is also a Yerusha. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. What do we say afterwards? Marashah. Did you guys say that? Excellent. Marashah kilos Yaakov. Right? And therefore he says, Mida kneged Mida. You were osik in Torah, which is Yerushadik. Right? So midah keneged midah, you're connected, you're zochah to another Yerusha, which is called Olam Haba. Okay, so that's what this whole, the mechuvan of this whole thing. That's the kesel Olam Haba, right? The Yerusha that gets a kesel Olam Haba. I don't know what the kesel is exactly, but the yud Yerusha of the kesel Olam Haba. So now, why What's the difference between a Yerusha and a Kenyan both say? Now you get to a very chashuv point. What's the difference between a Yerusha and a Kenyan?
You don't have to make a Kenyan.
You don't have to make a Kenyan a Yerusha, exactly. Kenyan means you have to do something
more passive.
It's more passive. I'll give you a good musha, right? I can try from today till tomorrow and I want to give it to you and you want to here's take my MP3 player and you want it, I want to give it to you. And we're all feeling good and we're all, right? Jump up and down, do 10 jumping jacks. That you're never going to get it. Have another case, right? A 12-year-old breaks with his dad over, you know, he didn't want to let him use the car since he smashed the Ferrari. He wouldn't let him use the Audi. 12-year-old. Things are going crazy today. So he runs out of house, runs to India. You know, 75 years later, he gets a knock on his door. It was Yarushim, $5 million. His father passed away. He didn't do anything. He hasn't had a kesher to the person forever, but that's a Yerusha. So this is Ma'od Chashir Rabosi. This we have to know about ourselves. That if Olam Haba by the Yidden is called Yerusha, and Torah is called us by Yerusha, that means that it's in us in a deep way. Amech Kulam Tzadikim La'olam Yerusha Oretz. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek La'olam Haba. The Matzav Tivi, the Maral speaks out. The Matzav Tivi, not here, somewhere else. The Matzav Tivi, the normal Matzav of a Yid is to get to Olam Haba. You can, God forbid, mess it up, right? But you have to know that. Kulcha yarfa, the whole Jewish people is beautiful. All Chai Yisrael can get to Olam. Kulcha yarfa rayasi mumein boch. We don't have any mumein. We should get straight to Olam Haba. Va'amech kulam tzadikim lo'am Yerushat. It's a Yerushat. It's just that you don't have to do anything extra to get it. And we see also that Torah is also Yerusha. That means there's a certain place in us where Torah is also natural to us. Now this needs more explanation. Right. On the other hand, there's nothing that needs as much kinyanim as
Torah.
Memchas kinyanim, 48 ways that the Torah is niknis behem, and you have to do that. So there's, I don't know how to explain it out of self, and the Mefarshim of Avos talk about this also. It might be a Tosis Yom Tov in Avos, but there's a dargin Torah of for sure that you have to go through the kinyanim and you have to be calling it even more than an MP3 player, but there is a darga where it sits by us right and it makes sense to us and it speaks to us because we're Jewish and it's in us. You hear what I'm saying? It's a ma'od chashuv lavin, that there are things that you'll suddenly understand and you get it. There are things that we can understand that an analytical philosopher cannot understand because we're Jewish and that we have an etzem shaychas to Torah. So on the one hand, there is an aspect of, for sure there's an aspect of Kenyan, right? That's what we're doing in yeshiva, and you can't rest on your laurels. But you have to know that deep down, that's like the same. There's a lot of things like that. You know, they say why if Shviras Luchas was going to happen, so why was there Bechlal Luchas Rishonis? And if a kid is going to get hit over here, why did the Malach have to teach him Kol Tarkul? Because it's all building on that Shaychas. You know, we are somewhere Luchas Rishonis, Dick. Our whole life is Luchas Shnias, but there is the echoes, like we spoke about in Sfas Emes, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, there is the Shmiah in the Klal Yisrael for back then, Omdo Avasein Al Harsina, that it's deep in us. Don't believe it. You have to believe in these things. You know, it is deep in us, Kabbalah Satorah. Luchas Rishon is not just Luchas Shnias, and it is, we still is an echo of the Malach talking to us, you know, even from whatever we forgot. And there is a Yerusha. Torah is also Yerusha. Yeah? And that's you'll find it. How do you suddenly understand something? Because it's your mama lushin, you know, deep down. It's your, like Rinoch used to say, if I introduce someone to his colleague, he's not going to be excited. When you teach, you have to believe that when you teach people also. You have to know how to be malabisha. But don't, if you think you're just telling people pop psychology, that's, if that's all Torah is to you, pop psychology, you got to find a new business, you know. I mean, I have to believe that I'm teaching this kid something that he relates to somewhere deep in him, you know. It could be he's too magushim right now, and it's too deep down, and I can't access it. Okay, that could be, but be'etzem, I'm introducing him to something that he knows. I'm introducing him and myself to something that speaks to me. These words speak to me. This chakir and kachim speaks to me. I love kachim. You know what I mean? I don't get the lumdis. I love it. I love it. You know what I mean? It's geschmack. I don't chop the just the korbanos. What's an ola? No, only tell me things which are relevant to my life right now. No, you're missing part of Torah. It's a Yerusha to you. Every Chela Gitar is a Yerusha to you, not just the part which is going to tell you how to cross the street. Okay? So there's definitely two aspects of Torah. Yeah. Just wanted to show you the satisfaction I thought you wanted to ask.
So couldn't there be a, I mean, someone could say, like, oh, I don't need to learn. I don't need to make kinyanim.
Well, you can't, because if you say, if like anything, if you say that there's two aspects, so, and there's two aspects, there's two aspects. And everybody understands you have to. Right? That's why, again, I don't know, at a sof hadam yashiv, there's a part of the kinyan, there's a part where it's shayach to me. I'll give you a good dugma. You know, maybe this is a dugma that someone who, they say that someone who gives, supports yeshivas has a schus in learning. And Reb Chaim Volozhin, one of his donors died, and he came to him that night in a dream. And Reb Chaim said, I always knew that they had a schus in learning, but that night, a day after he died, he already was telling Reb Chaim Volozhin or Pshatim.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was a very famous story. So that could be, part of that might be, because really that, I'm not saying, the normal way to learn that is that's just the schar of Zvulun, is that he gets the Torah. But I'm saying, could be, how does Zvulun get so much Havana? It could be because it's natural to him. Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, but when you see yourself like it is part of you. So I'm sorry, I'm just repeating myself. You know what I mean? For sure, you have to, it's not enough to sit back. Al Zenemar, there's a mission that says it's not a Yerusha to you. That's how the mission of the mission says it's not a Yerusha to you. So I'm saying there's an aspect. That's what I'm answering. It's not if you think you don't have to do any maises, so it's not a Yerusha to you. Yeah. But there's an aspect of Yerusha in it also.
You can't say magia lecha,
of course. But there is an aspect of Yerusha in it. Yeah.
I was just thinking that like maybe to express this idea, we could say like it's in us, and therefore we're peeling away layers. It's already there. We're just getting the stuff out of the way.
Sure.
As opposed to like, I'm trying to smash this in.
Exactly.
It's already there.
Right. That's a different way of looking at it. Very good. That's a nice way to say it, for sure. Havana Zatara is in us. We can get it. Very good. That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
So you were saying earlier on that regarding the Gimel and Dalet, the Tzura of the letter like speaks about kind of the MS of what it's speaking about. So why are there certain letters that
I happen to be telling you the few that I know, that's all, you know, are the things that I think are relevant to our conversation. Every os has what to say in the surah. I'm just giving you some which I think will be nice for you and that I happen to know.
And the words are very deep, and you can
I'm telling you, there's whole books written on the surah Osius. Just don't, you know, I'm just being most of you, and I'm opening up that side. Of course, every letter is more. Okay, we move on to both say mem. Mem, we got the mem here. Mem ptucha, mem stuma. Rashi says, what's mem ptucha? Mem is like mamar. Mamar ptucha, mamar patuach, mamar sasim. Which means what? Yesh varm shinasim reshus l'darshan. The things you're allowed to be darshan. Yesh yata mitzuvah l'sodman. And the things you have to do mitzvah l'sod monk can go in ma'isim merkava. Okay, so now Viter, we're explaining Torah, right? So both say, you see, it's unbelievable. We keep going on the theme of Torah. The whole Aleph base is around Torah and Gemilas Chassadim. You see, right? Like we said, everything till the Lamed for sure is like that. Pashup Shai. Now the Mem's Mamar Patuch Mamar Sasim, also Rashi's explaining. It's about Torah. And Torah's kind of speaks to that even more. So Mamar Patuch means that the things which are open to our dictuk and our understanding. Mamar Sasim, he brings down two dargas. One is that they're Kabbalah for many people. It's Sasim. And he says a lot of people are nichnas into Kabbalah too early. They don't know what they're talking about. And they're just doing it to get covered. Right? And there are things that for everybody is Sasim. Right? Like thinking about what was before, what was afterwards, like the Mishnah Chagiga says. Right? So the things which are Sasim. Now I want to make it a little more practical to us. We're not learning Kabbalah, so what's the Yisodah Mamar Sasim? So I want to say it like this. There are things that sometimes a person has to be Makabal as a Mamar Sasim. It's a big Yisod. I remember I was by Rav Yonason David one time. I was Rav Hunter's son-in-law on Sukkot, and I drove Rav Leichter, my Rebbe, home, so he was like all, you know, I had a lot of kashas on what was said. Highly arbeishel on Rav Leichter, like couldn't stop talking about it. He was just so excited about it. So I said, the Mashkiach saying like this, that really first you have to be makabel, take it into yourself. And for sure there's a time to quit. You can't just drink in what your Rebbe says and then have questions on it. Like, oh, just like a Mooney. That's not the point. But this is where sometimes we don't know that there is a darga, there's a point where I have to take something in. And by me right now, it's a Mamar Sasim. I don't know what it means. I don't understand how to answer to everything. I don't, you know, this is why people have to chazer shir also, because not everything is shir should be that you don't understand everything at chasmites, and you have to work on it sometimes afterwards. And that's part of the process of learning, that I'm a kabbal things, you know, from my rebbeim or from svarim. I don't get it. I remember I had a friend, Pinchas Levine, said to me, this Pnei Yeshua first, it's like, it's Har Sinai. First I'm in Kabbalah, like it's Kabbalah and Harsin. Afterwards, you have to be medaktik in it. It's not, of course, but sometimes it's a mamar sasim. I don't understand it. It's sasim to me. But afterwards, I work and I understand it. That's very, very important in the learning process. Now, the things that you know, sometimes it says that it takes 40 years to be Omer al Das Rabo. 40 years. I heard Moshe speak a tape of his when he, on the 40th Yard Seder of Desla. He says, you know, we begin to understand a little bit, you know, things that Rav Hunter said that only after the altar was nifted did he understand. So it means what? So what did he do? Oh, the altar said this, I understand. Goodbye, out of my head. No, he knew the altar was a serious person, right? Obviously. He knew the altar was his Rebbe. By him, it was a Maimer Sossum. And one day it opened up to him and it made sense to him. Years after he died, Godel Tzadikim Mitzossum, he says, greater Tzadikim in their Misa. I only understood what the altar wanted from me after he died. But even that's already big dargis by big rabbis and things like that. But on a simple level, every Torah student has to know when you're in Mekabel, right, you hear shmooze, I don't understand. Yeah, okay, first take it in, think about it, ask questions later, you hear shir, take it in sometimes. You know, sometimes the rabbi didn't understand you, make sure you're understood, right? But sometimes the point is it's at the stage where it still should be saw somebody because your thinking is not yet ready to get it right away. But you can think about it afterwards, and you'll understand it. Yeah? So, Mamre Sasa, Mamre Petuch. Okay, Rabbi, so the Nun. What's going on? Let's finish the Nun. So, what Rashi says, Nun, the two Nuns, let's see the Gemara. Nun Kufa, Nun Pshuta. Neman Kofuf, Neman Pashut. Neman Kofuf, Neman Pashut. What's this? Rashi says, Adam Kashut, Tsarchlio Kofuf, Anav. Vesovalios Pashut, Vesokov, Volam Haba. So, a good person has to be an Anav. Right, and after he's an owner, then he'll be zolche to olam haba. Nun kafuf, neman kafuf. If you want to be a kosher person, a neman, you have to have with your nemanus kfifus and ivus, and then you'll get to be a neman to olam haba. Okay, what is that doing over here suddenly? Mazik kashur. So the Torah's chaim, I think it's not against Rashi, but it's not exactly Rashi. He's vayt to the same theme of Torah. And he says that, this is a moridic point also. I don't want to read this to you. Nun kav neman bajal. Shikola wrote a little mode. Anybody who wants to learn, so again, it's vayt to the theme of Torah. Anybody who wants to learn, but kol shikain, shirotze, or the more so, shirotze, kol shikain sitrei Torah, v'davar sheish lo rishus lizbonin, tzarech liyo bo shtei midos, halal. She neman, a person needs to be the neman, and an anav. Ruach, what's neman kafuf? What's the nun kafuf? Because you need to have a midah of nemanus for Torah and kfifus for Torah. What's neman? Ruach mechasadavar, a spirit that covers things up. We'll explain that in a minute. V'yeh kaf avanav, and you have to be an anav gadol. She'en ha-Torah mitkayemes, el mishem ashpil atzmon. Torah is only miskayem someone who's mashpil himself. And that's why Torah is like mayim. V'lo nina Torah el ha-idei Moshe Rabbeinu, el mnei sha'ivo shtei midos. Yosem, you call them. Moshe's called kuchol beisi nemanu. And he's also called the end of Balo, so he's also called Anami Kol Adam. So Moshe had the mead of Nemanus, Moshe had the mead of Anibus. Okay, so the hour is late, and I think you've all probably heard a lot of drushes about how Anibus and Torah fit together, right? But I'm assuming that. But what's his mead of Nemanus? What's Neman with Torah? What does that mead of mean? And he says Neman means that you're Mechasa things, Mechasa Dover, and cover things up. So here's what's a trustworthy person? A trustworthy person is someone you can trust. What does it mean someone you trust? It means when I tell him something, it won't be revealed in a bad way, and he knows where to put things and where not what to say and what not to say. And when we think about a trustworthy person, that's what it means, someone who knows where it is. So now, and he says that that's to me. Now, we understand that when it comes to Sitrei Torah, right? Secrets of Torah. You heard Secrets of Torah. So you don't just say it out to everybody in every little hizdamnut you have, because it's not matim. But he says, if we're medayik, he says, call a road to lomod, anybody who wants to learn, v'kol shekein, all the more so for Sitrei Torah. That means even in Pashut learning, you also need this mead of Nemanus. Now, what does that mean? When it comes to Sitrei Torah, you learn Kabbalah, right? So you don't say over everything. Now we understand. So the idea, the way I understand is like this, that a person has to have panemius, right? This was one of Revolva's major things we talk about all the time. A person has to have an inner world, right? A person with an inner world knows that not everything is for everybody. Not everything about myself, not everything about my chachma, doesn't mean you act mysterious and like you have a mystique and charismatic, but it means that a person with an inner world understands that not everything is for everybody, right? Does this mean that like you just want to get everything out, just say everything out? On the one end, you want to teach, right? But there are things which aren't matim for every situation. I'll give you a gas example. I remember when I was in Karen Biav, there's a Kutzu guy who used to play poker, and they would have a Dvar Torah in the middle of the poker game, right? So Yossi Kamenetsky is one of the great mechanchim in America today. He said to me, you know, guys, he was like the leader of the second year guys, said, you want to play poker, Vakesha? Don't say Dvar Torah. It's not, you know, this is Zelo Azman. You want to play poker? Play poker. It's not a time for Dvar Torah. It makes it feel better that you're taking off time. You don't say Dvar Torah during a poker game. Today, more and more, we don't have any tom. Like, I feel that about not davening from an iPhone. You know, right. It's, to me, it's like, I can't show you in Shulchan Aruch where it's wrong, but it's wrong. It's choser tom. You understand? There's things in Yiddishkeit where it's like, so this is just a mashal, but I'm saying, like, you have chokhmah. God gave you some of his wisdom. You have to know. You have to be neman. You have to be trustworthy. What's roy? Where is it roy to use it? Where is it not roy to use it? Who's it fit for? Who's it not fit for? Who's it right for? Who's it not right for? Can you hear it a little bit?
Yeah.
You have to think about it. But that there's a certain meat of nemanus. And to learn Torah correctly, you need not just the meat of anivus, neman, but you need a meat of neman kafu, neman, that I am trustworthy and I use the Torah in the right way. Just give me one more minute, we'll finish. And that person, through that, you'll get to Olam Haba. You'll be a neman pashut l'Olam Haba. We already said you're kosher keshel Olam Haba. So I thought maybe there's two meters. There's one meter getting into Olam Haba. Right? You learn Torah, you're going to get into Olam Haba. Hashem kosher lo keser. Neman pashut means that if you learn Torah the right way, with the midas anivus and the midas nemanis, you're going to go in proudly to Olam Haba. You're not going to walk through the finish line. You're going to be proud in Olam Haba, being makabel all the sitrei Torah. One last Torah, the Marsha says here, neman kaf of neman pashut is the two midas a person needs in tefillah. Your eyes are down below,
right,
but your heart soars above. Nemon, your tefillah is nemonis, your cuff of your eyes are lamata, your pashut, your heart goes lamala.
Mm.
So it's interesting, the big thing I saw in this Marsha is that he puts the third amud into the Aleph Beis,
yeah.
Right? Lefi the Marsha's pshat, that Avoda also made it into Aleph Beis. So, okay, so my idea is like this, I think...